We're on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Ha'isa Givoya Me'esrim Amo. If the sukkah, the schach of the sukkah was Lamaila Me'esrim, Bo Lamato Bekarim Bekastais. He wants to elevate the floor, and the materials he is using to elevate the floor are Karim Bekastais, mattresses, pillows, blankets. He's using that to elevate the floor. So now, if you'll measure from the top of the Karim Vekastais till the Schach, so there's less than 20 Amis, or 20 Amis, it's not Lamaila Miyasrim. Lehavi Miyut, so it's not considered a Miyut. Ba'av Algav Debotlinu, even though he was Mevatel the Karim Vekastais, that means he said that he intends to leave them there. He will not take them away. Kol Shiva Shimei Achag. He said it to Pemole. Still doesn't help. Mishum de botlo daitai eitzel kolodom. Because it's botlo daitai. Now let us see exactly what this means. Hoy so gevoye me esrim, sagt Rashi, piske shmuisayim will have a whole omud of halachis, which are shmuis shal kol b'nei yeshiva shoy b'medroshi shal rav ashi shal sidra yagmore. So they said over different halachis. Ubo lemato, lemayit goivach halolo michof. He wants to be memayit the cholol, v'noisin b'kaka isa lahagbiya. And he puts it on the karke to be magbiya the karke. Lehave miyut, she'ein soifoy laniach sham kol zayin. So Rashi says, it won't remain there. Mipnei hefsed mamoinoi. Because it's a big hefsed, that means they'll either, Rashi means they'll be stepping on the blankets and the pillows and it'll start raining on it, ahin and aher. It won't be there kol shive. So Philo, he says that he's going to keep it there called Shive, is Vahapagav de Botlinu. He said, the whole life, and he's going to keep it there called Shive. Botla daite kol eitzel kolodom. This is not something which a normal person does. Vein bitule bitul. So we say there's no true gemira stas in what he said. He's saying it now. But he really, there's no true real gemira stas. If we'll see that lemaisa that they start getting ruined, he can take it out. So lemaisa, so it doesn't become bottle to the sukkah, and therefore, so we consider like it's they're not here. So we have a sukkah that's lemaila miyasa. Let us just mention another svare. Beran says that a difference for why it's botla daite, not because hefsed momoinoi, because it's going to become ruined. Now Beran says botla daite, and Beran and Dibramasal teven a bitloi. So he says mishem hochi bekarim botla daite etzol kol adam, shein adam osil vatlon shiva. Elo mishtamish bem todir. He won't leave it there. That means the next day the mercury will go down and it'll be very cold till they'll schlep in the Karim Vekastais inside. Elo mishtamish bem todir. Period. That's what Taran says. So that says a different reason why he's going to take it in. He's going to take it in because he's going to need it, and Aphili said he's going to leave it there. It doesn't mean anything. Again, there's no gemiras das on what he's saying. Rashi says alt hefsid, and Daran says alt sishtamshes. Let us see Taisvitz. Va'af al gav de botlinu, even though he was mevato the korn vekastis, botlo daite eitzel kolod. Frek Taisvitz, leidomi la'almiki de perik chaloin, the ikel amanda omad afilo alniki mevatel inish. So Taisva says that Taisva is asking a kasha, what is it different than an alniki? And Taisva says loydomi. Now let us explain the gemara that Taisva is speaking about. The Gemara in Perik Chaloin speaks about as follows. There was a charitz bein shtei chatzeres. There were two chatzeres which were separated by a charitz. This charitz was 4 tfachim wide, it was 10 tfachim deep, and this served as a barrier, as a separation between two chatzeres. So the Mishnah says, Ma'arvin Shtayin ve'ein Ma'arvin Echot. So since these two chatzeres are separated, so they can't unite together and make one Eruv chatzeres, because physically they're separated. There's a charitz that's Mavdol ben Shtayin. Afal Pikein, the Gemara says, if he would fill up this charitz, he'd be memayit the oimek asora, afilu with an arniki, it would help. That means he'll throw in some wallets into the charitz, and that will lessen the oimek of the charitz. So then it's they're not separated anymore, because the arniki is filling up the charitz. So then it's ma'al bin echot, v'loi shtayim. So Taisvis is asking a Moiradike Kashe. So there it says that a person, it could be Memala Acharitz with wallets. And they don't say Botla Daita Eitzel Kolodom. And here when it comes to Korum Vekastis, here we say Botla Daita Eitzel Kolodom. That's Taisvis Kashe. So Taisvis says a Teretz. Leidami, it's different, here is different than there. But Taisvis does not explain what the difference is. Now, the Pashtis, and that's the Pashtis of the Gemara in Erevin, that the difference is as follows. The reason why Arniki is called a bittel is because there he has to leave it there, because halachically he can't take it out. It's Muktzah on Shabbos. So when he puts it there, so the Zichr Gemiris Das, it's Zichr going to remain there. Because he's going to take it out in Shabbos. He can't take it out in Shabbos. It's Muktzah. So Memele, so since it's Oymet to be there Shabbos, and there's no Shaila about it, Zichr going to be there Shabbos. So it's Memayet the Charitz. Masha Einken over here, he said he's going to keep it there, Shivas Yemei Achat. That's what he said. But from saying to being Mekayim what he said, that's two different parshias. The Korim Vekastis will start getting ruined. So then Lemaisin will start hearing, his wife will start screaming at him, what he's doing, and then they won't have any mattresses anymore and any blankets, so, Godel HaSholem, these will be brought into the house pretty soon. So Memele, saying is nothing. That's L'chayre Poshib Shat and Taisus. I once had a Ha'ore, and later I found Rabbi Zalman asks this Ha'ore. There's a Machloikis al Rishonim. Later the Gemara says that we're Makish, Chag Sukkos Lashem, Achagiga Lashem, Avsukkah Lashem, that the Sukkah is also Bahano. One is not permitted to derive benefit from the Sukkah. Now there's a Machlokes HaRishonim, what does that mean, the Sukkah is also Bahano? Other Rishonim learn, Bas Midrash learns, the Schach is also Bahano. One is not permitted to derive benefit from the Schach. And the Rambam Shita is that the walls are also also Bahano. And the Mefarshim explain that the gather is everything which is needed for the Hechshir Sukkah is also Bano. That. So this has to be, this is Meyuchet, is Huktzah L'Sukkah, L'Mitzvah Sukkah. So you can't use it for another purpose. It's Huktzah L'Mitzvah Sukkah. So according to the Rambam, the walls are also Bano, because a Sukkah needs walls. Now there's a Raya from the Gemara further, that a sukkah needs schach, a sukkah needs walls, and a sukkah needs a floor also. A floor is a chelik of mitzvah sukkah. For example, the Gemara says later in the first Perek, Sukkah al gabe sukkah, if you have two sukkahs, and one on top of the other, so there's a psul of basukas teishvu, you shouldn't, a person that is sitting in the bottom sukkah is not yaitze because he's sitting underneath two schoches. Basukas teishvu, bloy sukkah tacha sukkah. Af al pikein, it says in the Mishnah, if the schach of the first one, which is being used as the floor of the second one, if it cannot be mekabel karim vekastis, that means it doesn't have the strength that a person could live in the second sukkah. He can't live there comfortably because it's too weak of a floor, so it's not called a sukkah. In order to have a shame sukkah, you have to have a floor. That makes it a sukkah. And if it doesn't have a floor, it's not called a sukkah. Zerai from Perek Lulav HaGozel, if you make a sukkah b'shus harabim, it's called a sukkah gzula. But they're the only thing that is being stolen is the floor. The materials he brings his own materials. So the achreinim bring a raya that a sukkah needs a floor also. Fine. So according to the Rambam Shita, whatever is needed for mitzvah sukkah is also bano. You can't. It's also bano. So lechayre. So I asked the kasha on the Ran. The Ran says, it's botlo daitoi. Why is Korn Bekasas botlo daitoi? Because he's zicher going to take it in. He's going to take it in. I mean, he'll need it during the week. He'll zicher take it in. So it's botlo daitoi. But we just see a gemara in Mesechtes Erevin, if the halacha, asks him to use it, to be metaltal it, so then there's not in a botlo daitoi. I mean, it's there, it won't be, he won't be taken in. It's mukse. So here also, since the halacha is not permitting him to use it, it'll become also bano. He'll put korim v'kastos. So lemai says that this, since this becomes the floor of the sukkah, and according to the Rambam Shita, the floor is also also bano. It's also bano. So he can't take it in. So what is this different than an anaki? That kasha I once asked, and I found later, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Zalman asked the kasha. But after me, there's a posh to teretz to the kasha, and it's a pella why Rabbi Zalman wasn't noches to this. He starts with this, but then, for some reason, he falls off of this teretz. After me, the kasha, the posh to teretz to this kasha. That is 100% true, that if it becomes the floor of the sukkah, it's also bahano. But we're a step before that. Did it become the floor? In order for it to be considered a floor of a sukkah, he has to have intentions to leave it there. If it's batla daita eitzel kol adam, that means he doesn't have intentions to leave it there. So it never became a floor. If it never became a floor, so it's not also bahano. So if it's not also bahano, so memela, then we say batla daita eitzel kol adam. By Arniki, it's mukze. So memela v'imidreit, it's mukze. So memela, so it will remain there. It will not be taken out of the charitz. Masha'in came by over here. If there's no gemiras das to begin with to make it for a floor, so it never gets a din ritzpit. So memela, it will never become osabano. So that is if he wants to make korin v'kastis a floor. Tevin, what if he puts something more practical? He puts straw, and with that he elevates the floor, and from the straw to the schach, it'll be less than, won't be more than 20 amas. Tevin obitloi, avi miyut. Tevin obitloi, Rashi says, bepiv leshive. He said, bepe mole, I'm not going to take it away. So it seems, according to Rashi, there's different shitas and rishonim, but we're learning Rashi, that Rashi says two tnoi. Number one, bitloi means it has to be bepit, he has to say it, because in the inyan of gemiras das, there's a difference when someone thinks of something, but he doesn't necessarily commit himself to what he thinks. Machshavas fly through the mind, and just like they fly in, they can fly out also. There's not too much gemiras das. But if he says, bepem molei, I'm not going to take out this teven from the sukkah. This is going to remain here for 7 days. Havi miyut. So then it'll be a miyut. This is possible. Itakya will hold his word. Teven and it will be in the sukkah 7 days. Ishkefelach. Not a hefset. He can live without it for 7 days. The cholshkein offer a bit like. Now, Teven has a shimush. Teven, give it to behemoth, it's used for fuel. Afal pikein, the person says that he's goymel bedatoi to leave it there for the shivit shimei asukis. The mishnama the gather of 7 days is because he's a sukkah ruya leshiva, so it has to be, the sukkah has to be able, so they have a sukkah that should be kosher called shiva sayomim, so he has to have a kosher floor for 7 days. So if he said it, he means it, is gmiras das, and havi miyut. V'chol shkein ofo ubitloi. If he put dirt, and he said he's not going to take away this dirt, avadi givis, this is a good miyut. Teven ve'ein osid lefanoisei. But what is, if he put teven there, he did not commit himself, he's going to leave it there. But al pi cheshbin, the way, if you would give him a questionnaire, does he has intentions to use this teven these 7 days? Al pi cheshbon now, he doesn't see that he would need this teven 7 days. So memela ba'asher u'sham, when he put it down, it's not oimet to be taken away. Most probably, the way it looks now, there's no commitment mitzida. He didn't say, I'm going to leave it there. But if you'll ask him, do you think it will have to be taken away the 7 days? I don't think so. That means he has a cheshbon that it won't be here. Because they have so much teven already in the barn, I won't have to take this away. So memele, so this is a little less than bittel, but this is a cheshbon. This is statistically, he won't have to take it away because he has a full barn of teven. So he won't have to schlep out the teven from the sukkah. Teven bein osid lefanoisoi, ve'ofostam means, you didn't even ask him if there's a cheshbin that you'll have to take away, you don't have to take away. Ofo, normally ofo, you don't have to take away. What do you do with ofo already? So ofostam also, mistameh, if you put there ofo, the ofo is going to remain there. So the Gemara says, machloikis rabbi yosi verabonah. So this, by sukkah, will be a machloikis rabbi yosi verabon. That means according to the rabbonon said klo, dafket heaven a bitloi. We'll see, dafket heaven a bitloi according to the chachamim. We'll see the rabbonon, I mean. And according to rabbi yosi, tavid vein osil afanoisoi will also be good. This now, bayis shemilu teven oitzreiris. A person went and filled up a house with teven eitzreiris. From the floor to the ceiling, it's packed with teven eitzreiris. There's no cholol there, no empty spaces. Ubitloi mebutl. And he was mevatel it. He said, bepe mole, this is going to remain in the house. Mebutl. Now, what are we speaking about over here? We're speaking about hilchas tumim. The halacha is that a kizayis min ha-meis is metame. It's metame ba'oyel. Now, there are two different halachas. There's a halacha tumah retzutze by kaz va'oyle, and there's a din a tumah that's in an oyel, is nispashet in the oyel, and it's not ba'keya over the oyel. Let us again explain this halacha. If there is an oyel that is a tefach over the kizayis min ha-meis, so the tumah goes up till the oil. The tumah is bekeya till the oil, and the oil is choytzitz bifnei ha-tumah. That means if a person will be standing on top of the oil, he will not be tumah. That's one halacha. An oil is choytzitz bifnei ha-tumah. There's another halacha. An oil is maybe yes ha-tumah. That means that if you'll have under this oil, you'll have a kizayis min ha-meis, and you have a keli next to it. Not touching it, it's next to it. So, and the keli is also underneath the oil. So the tumah goes up to the oil. It's nispashet underneath the whole oil. So the underneath the whole oil, it's mole tumah. So the keli, which is next to it, will be mekabel tumah, because it's in the same oil that the two halachas of oil, oil is maybe yes atume, v'choytzitz bifnei atume. Now, by a tumah retzutze means that there is no oil over it. Fakert, it is, you see, if something on top of it, that there's no cholol tefach in it. There's no oil, and oil means no cholol tefach over it. You have something that's over it, and it's less than a tefach. So the tumah does not find itself in an oil. So then there's a loche tumah retzutze bekas v'oilo bekas v'yeredes. So a tumah which is not under an oil tefach, so the tumah will go through, let's say it's underneath a roof, will go through the roof, will go up bekas v'oilo. Person standing on the roof will become tummy. The same vein, if you have a keli next to it, so since there's no oil over it, there's no maybe a satumas of the keli, will be toil. Now we have here a house, which we should normally consider an oil. You have a mace in this house. But now this person went and stuffed up this house with the tevin. So now the shaila is this tevin, so there's no halal tefach over here. It's, the house is completely full. Now the shaila is this tevin mafkia the shame oil? Is it, do you have an oil over here? Is it mafkia the shame oil? It's ois oil, it's a dova sosum. It's not a, there's no halal over here. So the Mishnah says as follows. Tevin, he was mevatelit, and according to Rashi Shita, the Ran says, the bitl is kozman shehatumisham. That means, because he said, kozman, the tumah will be in this house, it's going to be full of tevin. He'll take out the tumah, then I'll empty the tevin. But al kalponim, kozman, the tumah is here, there will not be an oil here. It will be completely sosum. Use mevatel the tevin. So it says in the Mishnah, bitloi, a bitloi mevutel. He was mevatel it, so it's mevutel, so it's mafkia, the shame oihel from the bias, and it's a tumah retzutze. Bitloi ain, loi bitloi loi. But according to the Tanakame, if he wasn't mevatel it, that means even though al picheshben, be able to figure out, that we know that the mace which is in this house will be taken out tomorrow. We know that this tevin that is here ain't osir lefanois. He doesn't need this tevin now. He can zicher be able to remain here a week. So according to the Tanakame, that's gomish. Since there's no beferish bitl that it should remain here, so we consider that it's not mafkia the shame oil of the bias. We consider it's command the panya. It's not here. We're not goyis it. So according to the Tanakame, davke bitloi is mevutl. Loi bitloi loi. V'toni alo, we learned in Abaraisa, Rabbi Yossi Oimel, Tevin vein osid lefanoisoi. If this Tevin, he wasn't mevatel it, but al picheshben, it will not be removed, kozman shatumisham, hareyu ke'ofor stam, so this is equivalent to ofor stam, let's say he filled up this house with ofor, ubotol. So Tevin vein osid lefanoisoi and ofor stam, is since mistome in these both cases, this will remain here, even though there's no commitment that it should remain here, but mistome will remain here. So it's mabatol the shame oil, a bottle. Offer, but also lefanoisi. But what if there's offer here, and there's a cheshbon, he will remove the offer. Hareyu ki stam tevin, and stam tevin without a cheshbon, that means you'll ask me to take away the tevin or not. He doesn't know. Could be he might need it, could be he won't need it. Veloy bottle, so it's not bottle. So we see over here a machloikis, the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi, if a bittel memela without a commitment, a nosid lefanoisa, a stam, a bittel stomis, without a befeirish commitment, does it have a shame bittel? According to the Tanakama, no. And according to Rabbi Yossi, yes. And the Gemara is medamadis, so the same halacha will apply Ligabi the karkois asuke that we should be mechashim that the tevin became the ritzpas asuke the karkois asuke and you're moided the cholo from the tevin of lamayla. Now let us see Rashi. Tevin ve'ein osid lefanoisai v'lo yitztarech lefanoisai kol yemei achak al pi cheshben he will not need to remove this tevin. Umiyulay bitloy mamish befiv. It wasn't mevatel the tevin befiv. That means there was no commitment mitzidoy that I'm going to keep it here. Oy ofo nosam boy stam vein yeduim osil of hanoisim lav. Machloikes Rabbi Yosi, the Tanakama Rabbi Yosi. Vechein ofo vein osil of hanoisim yesh by machloikes. Ofo that ofo that it's more than stomach. It's alpicheshben. He won't have to remove the offer. The bottle Rabbi Yosi mistame afilu loy bitloy bepiv. But he wasn't mevatel it. Le'abonu loy bottle. What the noket offer stam mishum koichei the Rabbi Yosi afilu stam. The loy yediyi yosi lefanoi say loy omad the bottle. If you don't know, abo mistame, you won't take it away. Abo tevin roi lebeheime, they're useless for tevin. Samach lebeheime, lahasoke, could be used for fuel, oiletit. Hilkar stame loy bottle, lefilo rabbi yosi. Hochi garsine. Baye shemilu tevin oitzreires ubitle. So Rashi says, "Ole inyan oyholis nan." This is speaking about oyholis. The tume sheyesh lo oyel chalal tefach. There's an oyel that is mile over a chalal tefach, a space of a tefach. Eino beikas lemaylo min agak. It will not break through the gak. Avo tume ritzutze sheein lo chalal tefach emeno legak from the tumah to the gag, there's not a tefach. Shekenegdo, ad shekenegdo, so keneged the tumah ad lo rakia tome. The baikas ba'ila, the tumah penetrates the gag, and it goes through the gag. V'chein aloch lemoishe misina. It's aloch lemoishe misinai, stab a tumah ritzutze, and an oil tefach. Vilkach, therefore, bayish sheyesh by meis, ay kezayis min a meis. Umilu teven ay tzreires, ubitlu. So memele, so the bitl means this will remain here, kozman dat shatumesham, havyin ritzutze. So memele, so it becomes a tume ritzutze, there's no oil chaytzit, ubekas, avoloi bitloi, havikeman de panye. If he wasn't mevatel the teven, so it's like, it's not here. V'yesh l'cholo. So now I consider there's an oil with a cholo. Teved vein osid lefanoi se reyu kistam ofer u'botl. U'polik and Rabbi Yosi is chaylik bein ha'teven bein ha'tzoyres. The tzoyres hainei ofer. V'kom ha'tanekam the tzorich bitl. The tanekam says you need bitl. Ve'amolei Rabbi Yosi teven im yedua shein osi lefanoi serei botol miyelo. Vatzreiras avilo stome delo yedi yosi lefanoi selei mistome botol. Elim ken yedua da osi lefanoi. Unless you know by offer that he's not going to need this offer, that he have kistam teven beloi botol. Alma. So now Rashi summarizes the halachas. The teven obitloi offer obitloi kulumoi the botol. This is botol. Tevin stam va osilafanoisi the kulalme loibot. Tevin vein osilafanoisi. Apichesh ben, he won't have to take it out. Va ofo ki yoitse boi oifilofo stam. Ach loikis lab yoisi botul. And according to the Tanakam, it's not botul. Let us see Taisvitz. Bayishimilu tevin oitzreires ubitloi botul. Kach I agirse, and that is that Agamar brings a Mishnah. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Kach I agirse bechol asvorim kan ubeperik chaloin. The Maisi law, the Gemara in Erevin also brings down this Mishnah. Masnisen de charit shebein shteichatzeres. Molei kash oitevin ma'al ven shnayim ve'ma'al ven echot. There it says if the charit was filled up with kash oitevin, so becomes one chotzer. Molikashay Tevin Ma'alvin Shnayim Vein Ma'alvin Echot. It's Molikashay Tevin which does not become bottle automatically. So it's not bottle. So it's considered like this to Lacharit that's separating them. Ma'arvin, so it says Ma'arvin, Schneim vein Ma'arvin Echot, so it's considered two separate Chatzeres. Mole Yofor, Mole Tzroiros, Ma'arvin Echot, vein Ma'arvin Schneim. So the Gemara brings down, so from the Mishnah you see there's a difference between Kash and Ofor. So the Gemara brings down this Mishnah. But the M is the Gemara to say one Teretz is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi differentiates between Teven and Ofor. Ofor Stam is bottle. Teven Stam is not bottle. So we could say that's Pshat in the Mishnah also. Mishnah could be going according to Rabbi Yossi. Teven Stam is not bottle. Ofor Stam is bottle. About Kaponim, so also the Gemara there brings down the Mishnah and Rabbi Yossi. Vehi Mishnah b'Meseches Eiholus. This Mishnah is a Mishnah Eiholus, Perek Tezbo. So what Taisva says, if you look in the Mishnah, it doesn't say all the things it says in the way the Gemara brings it down. Number one, it says, Vaykosav Sham Tevin, it doesn't say anything about Tevin, Ela Ofa Oitzchayres. But since the Gemara wants to bring down the Aloche by Tevin, since the Gemara brought this down to be Mevar the Aloche of Tevin, so the Svarim went and had a Torah Ki'ilu, it says in the Mishnah Tevin. Number one, but that's not the Lashon of, we'll taste later, bring down the Lashon of the Mishnah. But it doesn't say Tevin in the Mishnah. Number two, V'lo yasin enami b'meseches eholos u'bitlei botol. That nusach, it says by us, u'bitlei mevutol, doesn't say there either. Ela tume beikas v'oila, tume beikas v'yeredes. There it says in the Mishnah, u'bitlei tume beikas v'oila, tume beikas v'yeredes. That's the nusach ha-Mishnah, which in reality means the same thing. But if it's mevatel, he's mevatel it, so it loses the shame oil. But vehihi, it's really the same thing. The haba atalya, if the bitel helps, so it's ois oil. Elo, so why didn't the shas bring down the lashon of the mishnah? Elo shederech hashas lekatzah mishnah yishol seder taris kshemeviyom. We're bringing, schlepping down a mishnah and taris. You don't have to bring around down the whole Arichas, bring down the Tamsus of what the Mishnah is saying. So the Mishnah means to say, Bitlay Mevutal. The Mishnah spells it out, in longhand. Bitlay, it's Tuma Bekas Voilet, Bekas Voilet, but that means the Bitlay Mevutal. So Taisus just wants to explain that the two Gemaras bring down a Mishnah in the Holis. Not in the way it's brought down in the Gemara is not in truth the Nusach HaMishnah, but we can live with it. Ve'ein loima. So Taisva says, maybe you'll tell me it. You don't say such things. The Gemara brought down a Mishnah, so they should bring down the Mishnah, the Nusach HaMishnah. Ve'ein loima ta'ach the ma'isi yoche b'raisi. Maybe this is a b'raisin, and the b'raisin says this loshen. Ve'ein lo lohovi min b'raisi kim shoche lohovi min mishnah. So if the Mishnah is sufficient, which is this sufficient, why do you bring down the Lashon HaMishnah? So HaKochuch, you have to say, the way Taisva said, that Tevin is a Greistak, and Bitlei Mevutel is a kitz of what it says in the Mishnah. But is that Lashon HaMishnah? Ba'i shemilu ofar eitzroiris u'bitloi, v'chein kri shel tvue v'gal shel tzroiris, afilu kegali shel ochon, afilu tume, everything's going bitla, afilu tume betada kelim, tume bekas v'ile, bekas v'yeredes. So, perish, lefi, shehem, mevutolim. So, because it becomes bottles, mevatel the shem oil, so memele, so therefore it becomes a tume retzutze, and the kelim next to it is toil. V'ho de komar, teven, ve'ein osil lefanoisoi, ועופר סתם מחלויקס רבי יוסי ורבונם. אף אגב דמסניסן די הולס לי איירי רבונם מידי בטבן. So the רבונם only said that עופר needs ביטל. How do you know that טבן needs ביטל? So Taisus, that's not קשם. He calls כינו די יודלי. Given the ba'ofer tzreiris mitzrichi rabbonon bittel, even though it's aimed to remain there most probably, Kosh can be tevin. וכן פרק רלוין קומה מן תנאי הולס רבי יוסי, ופורכי רבי יוסי יפרש אמין אלי, בין הטבע ובין הצרירס פורך, מתיים בדפרישס. That means, אבגב לטוניק, yeah, אבגב לטוניק טבע במסניס נדוליס. Is that what the Gemara knew? That according to the Tanna Kamma, you will need bittel by Tevin, even though it doesn't say that in the Mishnah, but it's a Kolshke. If you need bittel by Tzreiris, about which you need bittel by Tevin. Now, Taisi is a Fakerta Shaila. How do you know that bittel will help by Tevin? Maybe bittel, if this is the Mishnah, maybe bittel only helps by Tzreiris, not by Tevin. Vaho de Pshitel on Hoche, de Tevin u bitloi have a miyute afilil rabonim. Daik lo mi diktodi b'masnissen da holis, afilo kri shel tvue. There in the Mishnah it says that a kri shel tvue, if he was mevatel, it will help. The mani bittel, so you see, kri shel tvue is more used than tevin. Vafal pi ken bittel helps, kosh ken bittevin. Boho de koma ofel stam ach loikis, rab yoisi v'rabona, habu motzi l'meima, de bo ofen osi l'fanoisi nami pligi. So mach loikis avila by ofen vein osi l'fanoisi, de la rabona loi botel, elim kem bitloi. Vein osi l'fanoisi, lav haini bitloi, kada mucha choche. Amushim rab yoisi noket ofel stam, he wanted to tell us a rebus, according to rab yoisi, da filo bistam, ka botel, לחוש להאריך לא אימר תבן באופו שנוסו לפנוי סוי באופו סתם מחליקס. Let us go further. So that was one case. Second case. הויסו גבויו מאסכם אמו. You had a סוכה that was taller than 20 אמס, והוצין ירדים בסויך חפאמה. And there were branches that was sticking out from the schach, and this went down into the sukkah, and this went, that means the branches were, let's say you had thick branches that were used for schach, and this was lamaylo mi eschemama. Then from these thick branches you have small branches branching out, that were attached to these thick branches, and they went into the sukkah, and they went already b'soich chof amo. So that means if you start measuring from where the small branches start, so the schach starts in chof amo. If you won't measure, you'll measure where the thick branches start, so it starts l'mailo mi chof amo. So the Gemara says as follows. If these small branches, which branch out from the large branches, there's enough of them to make it tzilsa merubi mechamoso, there's more shade than sun, kshere. So I have here a kosher sichuch, which is lamata meyasri. Vim lav, but if these utzim are chamsa merubi mitzilsa, psula, because chamsa merubi mitzilsa doesn't have a shame sichuch, So we say that the schach starts l'mayla meyesrim. So therefore, it can't be marshal the sukkah. Zogt Rashi, v'hutzin shel schach, roshein atluyim, these are the roshim, which are sticking down. Im tzilso shaloysam utzin v'rubi mechamoso, yavi shokus le l'schach elyim. If, without using the schach elyim, these hutzim alone are sufficient to make a tzilsabu b'macham sakshere. The menin and esri mehenu lamata. So we'll start counting esri mehenu lamata. But if it's chamsim rubim mitzilso, so then it does have a shame sichok. So then we say that the sichok starts with lamata. Zok te gemore weiter. Hoiso gevoyo yutvochem. What is if the schach was yud tvochim higher from over the ground? So yud tvochim is the minimum height of a sukkah. Ve'hutzin yerdin l'soich yud. But even though the schach started from yud, there were hutzim that went into yud. Sovar abayi l'meima, ima chamsa merube metziloso, if it's chamsa merube metziloso, is more chama than tzeil, so it doesn't have a shame sichuch, kshera. So the same lomdus like before. So we say, the schach starts, me'asor tvochim. how you have some branches sticking in less than a salt form. That's not from the ikus, you have to cheshben from where the schach starts. The schach, which is only called schach if it's chamsa, tzilsa merubim mechamsa, that starts me asara tvochim elamayla. That's what, so Abayi wanted him in medame, a goiva asara to a goiva esrim, they'll have the same alochis. He says, no, you can't be medamet. He says, there we just said lomdis. We said lomdis that tchutzim, which are chamsim, irubim, itzilsim, doesn't have a teures schach, and we say that the sichach starts lamayla meyesrim. But over here, do lomdis helfnit, abohadiris chucheli. Lamayse, since the tchutzim are yoyred l'soich asorat fochim, so when the person is going to be in this sukkah, he's going to be very disturbed by the utzim, which will be pricking him all over. So memele vein adam dor bediras chuche. So memele, like it's rishonim, if it's apostle sukkah or it's lechatchila, one shouldn't be dor in the sukkah. Al kaponim, but that's what Rav said. Al kaponim, lechatchila tzicha not good. And others I say, but yeah, but it's also possible because over here lomdus is not sufficient. You have to look at the mitzias hadvarim, and since it is not livable, since it's not livable in the sukkah, so memela, so it doesn't have a teiras dira. Agavurche, there's a very interesting taisus vayta daf yudamet beis. And the Yudamid base, it says that what happens if a person was Piris Asar, he had a sukkah, he had the same sukkah that was 10 tvachim high, and a person was Piris Asadin underneath the schach, Lenoi, and because of the Sadin, there's less than 10 tvachim there. Now Lemais, it's less than 10 tvachim. So there the Gemara says it's kosher. It's kosher. So Taisvis asks the kasher, what is it different than Hutzin? I mean, Lamai says, why is this called a Diras Ruche? So Taisvi says, the Bamaskol, Tapyuda Matbeis, no Yesuke, Vuloidomi lo Hutzin Yerden le Seich Yud de Paslina Lael, Bisham Diras Ruche, Bishani Hoche de Lenoi Asuyin. This is made Lenoi. That means that, many things are dependent on the attitude of the person. If it's called a choshev adira, if it's called not a choshev adira, it matters what his attitude is. If it's annoying him, so it's not livable. He can't take it. He can't live there. It's just I cannot roi to live. If he's enjoying it and it doesn't bother him, so it's a good dira. That means the outlook of a person could paint a different picture on the mocking, on the matzah. Let us see, Hashim. Im tzilso shel oisom hutzim merube mechamosom yihabe shokso sachel yin kshere. The minin eschi mehen lamat. Sob rabai yolamei medchi hege de begoi voloi memati laharshem. Just like the begoy v'le memati laharshir, it's not memayit laharshir. Heiche shechamoson merube mitzilosom b'menut nemucha nami le memayit lipsol mimchamse merube mitzilosom ksheira. And Rava told him no. Let us see Taisvus. B'hutzin yerdim b'seichov v'mtayma. So we had, if the schach is lamayla miyesrim, and hutzim are tilsa merube mechamsa, it's a kosher sukkah. Vim taima, so taishvus esk, she tilsa merube mechamosoi amaik sheira. Ho I kolshes, if you'll take away the oibish the schach, that means we have here schach that's lamayla miyesrim, you have your hutzim which are lamata meyesrim. So if you take away the oibish tischach, or you are hutzim neiflim. So the hutzim are being supported by a schach that's lamayla meyesrim. And if you take away that schach, the hutzim would fall down. They're attached only because they're mesachim because they're attached to schach lamayla meyesrim. And where do we see this is a chesaron? Ki da ashkichen be'erevin gabi miktsas schach b'soichko u miktsas schach l'maylo. The Gemara in Erevin speaks about a shayla. If you have a thick sichuch, the bottom part of the sichuch is in chof ames. The top part of the sichuch is l'maylo mi'chof ames. So, other man the Yomrim, it's machloikas over there, the paslin in asuke, others want to pass the suke, and they say, why are they passing it? The chikolshus law, because if you take away the schach l'mayla meyesrim, havelo chamsa merube mitziloso, so then the bottom schach would be chamsa merube mitziloso. Now what does that mean? So you could learn two ways. You could learn that the bottom layer is a thin layer, it's chamsa merube mitzilse, and the top layer is also chamsa merube mitzilse, and if you take away the top layer, the bottom will be chamsa merube mitzilse. That's one way you could learn. We could learn that the bottom layer is silsa merube mechamsa, but if you take away the top layer, so the bottom layer, since it is light, it will blow away, and it won't remain silsa merube mechamsa. So Tosfos says, you have to learn the second way. V'kochem perushoi, that what the Gemara says, it's no good, because if you'll take away the top, the bottom will be chamsim erubim mitilza, lefish lo yochel eskaim aschach b'soich esrim. That the schach, which is toich esrim, will not remain, will be blown away. The machmas klishusoi, because it's not too thick, yovei haruach v'yefazer ha'yipel, the wind will blow it away, or it'll fall. The ain leforish, you can't say pshat afilu hoye miskayim kacha v'lechamse merubet. The Gemara doesn't mean that the bottom layer is chamse merubet. Shebezeloi hoye machshirim inem achameroi. That means if the bottom layer bepoil is chamse merubet, so memeila, how could the top layer be machshirit? So part of the hechsher suki is from schach lamayla meyesrim. And that Tosfos holds the schach posel. That can be machshir a suki. Given they in Tzilsim Merube, Elei Dei Schach Shalom Maila, Havelei Schach Posel, Mitzpar, Badi Schach Kosher. If the Gemara would mean that the bottom layer is Chamsa Merube, so then how could someone be Machsha over there? How could you be Machsha the Sukkah with Schach Lamaila Meyeshrim? That's Schach Posel. So Al-Kochach, the Gemara means that the bottom layer is Tzilsim Merube. But since the bottom layer is dependent on the top layer, for support, so there's a sforah to say, so in the top layer is schach posel l'mayla meyesrim, and the bottom layer is dependent on the top layer, so it also passes the bottom layer. Like the chtayshu, so here we have the same thing. The hutzim are attached to the top layer. So the hutzim are dependent on the top layer, on the schach l'mayla meyesrim for support. So the Gemara says over there, according to one man the Yomah, that we can't use the bottom layer since it's dependent on schach l'mayla meyesrim. The yeshloim of the ocher yeshlonu lahachshu yosef. Here is better than over there. She yeshroiv hutzim. There are many hutzim heliskayim bekal kach, and they could remain im hoyer sham dover hasemeches if there would be something there to support them. Taisus means to say alom de shechilu. Taisus means to say like this. The Gemara in Erevin is speaking about that you had, let's say this was the schach, and the bottom chelik was lamata miyasrim, the top chelik was lamayla miyasrim. We had two chalokim of the schach over here. This bottom chelik did not have koiva, did not have any weight. That means the schach would not be oimed beruach metuya, the wind would blow it away. Now, there's a tnai of schach, just like there's a tnai in mechitzes. A mechitzes that's not oimed beruach. That's not called a mechitze. You'll be misfollowed, the wind shouldn't blow, and Baruch Hashem, it doesn't have a test mechitze. A mechitze has to have a certain strength, not to have a shame mechitze. The same way, a schach has to have a certain kibbut, a certain weight that should be able to exist. If the wind will blow it away, it doesn't have a shame sichel. So the Gemara means over there as follows. If the bottom layer of schach does not have a kibbut, so it's not schach. This isn't schach. It's making shade now, and Kozman, the wind is not blowing, it's gewaldic, but that's not schach. Schach means it has to have the weight that it should be able to protect. This is going to be blown away pretty soon. So it doesn't have a shame schach. What is making it for schach? What is making it shouldn't blow away? The schach l'mayla miyesrim. So you're using schach l'mayla miyesrim to be machshir the sukkah. That's a posel of sukkah. That means, since the whole hechsher aschach is through the sichuch l'mayla, so you're being masachar with schach posel also. So therefore, one madyam of the Gemara says it's no good. Masha'ein came by us, the hutzim, Taisvah says, the hutzim, there's a lot of hutzim. They're heavy. That means if you put something underneath it to hold it up, it'll hold it up. And here's a shame, sichuch. The wind won't blow it away. No, grad, practically there's nothing there to hold it up now. But not that you need the schach shel amaylo mi esrim to give it a shame, sichuch. And here's a shame, sichuch mitzad atzmoy, because it's heavy. No, lemais, it's attached to schach lemai lemayesrim. So what's geit mirom? So therefore, it's a kosher sukkah. Next gemara. A new case. Hoysa gevoya meyesrim amo. You have a sukkah which is gevoya meyesrim amo. Ubone bo itztebo, and a sukkah that's gevoya meyesrim amo is possible. Ubone bo itztebo kineged doifen haim tzoi al pnei kulo. And he built a platform, and here our picture is not too bad, and the Peirush Chai it's nicer. He built a platform in the sukkah, but looking at our picture, we'll see that the platform was not kineged, or the complete area of the sukkah. The platform was only connected, let's say it was connected to the Doifen Emtsoi, the two Tfanis on the side, but there was a chelik of the sukkah that was without a platform. So looking at this case, that's the case. So we have a part of the sukkah as a platform. A part of the sukkah is lamata meyesrim, if you'll measure from the platform to the schach, it's lamata meyesrim. And a chelik of the sukkah is lamayla meyesrim. Let's start again the Gemara. Hoyse gevoye meyesrim ama, bone bo itztebo kineged doifen haim tzoi al pnei kula. So that means it's completely, the platform is kineged the middle doifen, the center doifen, al pnei kula, and it reaches both sides of the sukkah. V'yesh bo hechsher sukkah. And the platform is a sheer hechsher sukkah. So ksheira, it is kosher. Now, let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, doifen emtsoi, it's he built the keneged, the middle wall, the stam sukkah bas shloisha tfanis, a normal sukkah had three walls, ki mas nisin, valvius ikula pesach, the fourth wall was completely open, al pnei kula, and he built his platform al pnei kula, shemagian beis roshoi ha itztebo, le beis tfanis hatstodim, that the two roshim of this platform reached the two sides. It's a platform made out of stone and mud. Now, im yesh bo beitztebo, shir hechsher sukkah ktano shiva tvochim, umashu. Now, if this itztebo has a shir hechsher sukkah, tahainu roishoi verubai vishulchonoi, so the whole sukkah is kosher. Now, before we go further, let us just speak out a ha'ore, dachstich mir, the Pnei Yeshua says this. There's a meiridik ha'ore on Rashi. Rashi, the shir hechshe sukkah is shiva tvochim al shiva tvochim. That is the shir hechshe sukkah, zayin al zayin. Now, Rashi, all of a sudden, made this platform, and Basha hu bigger. Rashi says, it's Shiva Tvochim Umashu. Shiva Tvochim Umashu. Rashi just made this platform a Masha hu bigger. It's Kan Shoyel Aben, why do you have to make it a Masha hu bigger? Why do you have to be from the Shia, Zayin al Zayin? Why did Rashi make this a mashal bigger? So the Emerson, Rashi saying, Amoira de Kolomdes. Let us try to understand this Gemara. And for practical purposes, let's explain this Gemara according to Rove. Rove said that the reason Asuka Lamaila Me Esrim is possible is because it's a diras kva. In order to build a sukkah, and it's lamayla meyeshrim, you need mechitzas kvus, you need yisoidas kvus. If you have to build such a sukkah, such a tall sukkah, lamayla meyeshrim, so it has to be kva. So that's a possible sukkah. You have to make an aroistic sukkah. Now, what did this person do? Let's just go back. What did this person build a sukkah before the platform? So he built a sukkah, lamayla meyeshrim. Now, this sukkah could only have been built kviyistik. It wouldn't stand without the kviyistik. I mean, lamaisa, it's a kviyistik sukkah. It wouldn't stand without that. Now he went and put a platform in the sukkah. Fine, he put a platform in the sukkah. But if we will assume for 1 minute that the kviyis is a psul in the mechitzis, you have a kviyistik yisaidis, you have to have cement to support it. You have to have kvuistik, you have to have kvuistik defanis. It's gigantic. It's lamayla meyeshrim. So what did this platform help the situation? Lamaisa yeva kvuistik sukkah. The sukkah is around the platform, not on the platform. So the teretz is as follows. He says, he's a batlan. He made the defanis around the platform. But theoretically, he didn't have to make it around the platform. The schach is over the platform. Theoretically, he could have made the mechitza on the platform, and you would need kviyistik. That would he made it kviyistik, so that's not called kva. The gather of kva is if the sukkah needs kviyis. But if the sukkah doesn't need kviyis, he made it kviyis is gone. So Khan Shayla Ben, what do you say, if he'd make it on the platform? He would make it on the platform if the platform is Zion al Zion. He can't make it on the platform, because then you wouldn't have enough space for the sukkah. So he had to make it surrounding the platform. He had to make it surrounding the platform, so why did it have to be kviyistik? So what did you accomplish over here? So Rashi said in Iluyas, you know the platform is Zion umashu, al Zion umashu. There's a mashu. Rashi made this platform a mashu larger. So now it's poshut. So now, that would he made it surrounding the platform, that wasn't necessary. For all practical purposes, he could have made the fanis, a mashul, a roistike, mechitzis on top of the platform. That's what he could have done it. He made it batlot, so the sukkah does not need kviyas. The sukkah could theoretically exist without kviyas. If we're making a platform, a zayin umashul, a zayin umashul, so you don't need the kviyas. So this is a sukkah that does not have to be kavua. If it doesn't have to be kavua, so it's a kosher sukkah. That's where Rashi added a mashu. So we said that sukkah is kosher. Now Rashi says a mouthful. Kshero. And Rashi says kola sukkah. Now what is kosher? Not only the chalik. Not only the chalik, which is underneath, which is the platform underneath it. No kol ha-sukkah, the whole sukkah is kosher. Sheyesh lo gimul tfanis. This sukkah has gimul tfanis. That's b'mokim or itzdebe. So it has gimul tfanis. V'ayhechshe sukkah afilu min ha-itzdebe v'holo. The afilu from the platform, further out, towards the Pesach is also kosher. Now, how do you do this? This is already Yipsimachudishtik. I mean, after, from before the platform, there already it's Lamayla Meyesrim. You don't have a platform there. So Rashi says, Demoninen Chalala Miroishetzdebe. We start measuring the Sukkah, the Chalala Sukkah, from the top of the platform. Umayla. V'nimtza doifen emtzoi kulay kosher. You have a kosher doifen. The middle doifen is kosher. Utfonis atstodim beroicha vitzte behuchshrebo. Areikam suko ktano ksheira. You have a kosher suke. Here again, Rashi would seem is going according to Rove. It's a psul on the tfanis. So Memelos Rashi says, all three tfanis became kosher through this itztibir. So we have a small sukkah that's kosher. From Rinon Lekamon, so now Rashi says, so if you have in one place a sukkah ksheira, from Rinon Lekamon daf yutes, and look at the Perish Chai, picture 308, Psal, or 307, 308, Psal hayoitze min hasukkah nidoin kisukkah. There's a case further in the Gemara that says as follows. For practical purposes, one of the cases is that let's say you have a sukkah as follows. You have a sukkah that one of the walls goes all the way out, and the other wall is only, let's say, 7 tfachim, so it looks like a line gefeit. That means, and the schach goes along with one of the walls. So that means as follows. That means, let's say, you have one wall extending further out, the schach goes all out. Here you have a kosher sukkah. Here you have schach extending from a sukkah, but there's no wall over here. There's no wall on the other side. So you have here, this area theoretically has one wall, another wall over here, but it doesn't have a third wall. It doesn't have anything on this side. So now, Vafal Pikein, the Gemara says it's kosher, you'll have to eat over here. Why you'll have to eat over here? So there's a psalom, this psal hayoytze min hasukkah nidon kesukkah. If you have a kosher sukkah, and you have schach extending out from that sukkah, so underneath that schach, even though it doesn't have hechsher defanis, it also, it's a kosher sukkah. It's a kosher sukkah. Now let's just say, ein kleine vertele, which will understand this much better. What is the lomdis? So others say the lomdis is that if you have here a kosher sukkah and you have schach going out, so we are dan ki ilu, this kosher sukkah extends itself. So we assume ki ilu, this wall, which is only on the first half of the sukkah, extends, since here you have a kosher sukkah, you have three kosher walls over here, so we're dan ki ilu, this wall extends itself. So I have here also three walls. I also have three walls. That is the lomdus of psala yetz min hasukkah. So other rishonim say that the same thing is by the itztibe. The itztibe was the floor that kashel the sukkah. So I say the itztibe extends itself. What are you missing over here further? You're missing the rest of the sukkah is missing a platform. That's the problem. You're missing the platform. You have a kosher sukkah. By the end, when you go towards the end of the sukkah, you have a kosher sukkah, you have a platform which kashers the walls. But the platform is only Zion al Zion. So Rashi says, Alta halochet, psal ayotim in a sukkah, nidon kisukkah. Other Rishonim say, so we're down kilo the itztibis nimshach, the whole hemshech of the sukkah, and the male will become kosher. Let's see what Rashi says. Now see Nachum ala Rashi. It's a big machlekes of Rishonim in this, but we're learning Rashi. Harei kan, Ksuke ktana ksheira. Vomrine le kamon. Psal hayoitzi min hasuke nidoin kesuke. Mafoshine loi. There the pshat in the Gemara is im yesh hechshe suke biyachat. If in one place I have a kosher suke. Voi yesh besuke misham boholo psal. And then further down you have schach. Hainu psal, hainu schach. What's the shame psal? Ha'osi b'pseilas goyim v'yekiv. I mean, it's made out of kosher materials. Shazel da'akan liyosis. That's why he calls it psal. He calls the schach psal because normally they made the schach from pseilas goyim v'yekiv. V'yoytzei mehechsher sukkah, and it's going out. The schach is leaving or continuing from the hechsher sukkah. She'ein loy hechsher tfanis, but this area does not have a hechsher tfanis. Nida in kisuke. So we say, even though it doesn't have hechsher defanis, it's nida in kisuke. The whole area is a din of suke. Hilkach kol suke kemoishe hi gedoy lo ksheire. So therefore, the whole suke will be kosher. That is case number one. Now let's get back to the Gemara. Uminatat, now what happens if the itztibe was not the way it is in the top picture, it is the way it is in the second picture. Again, there's a better picture in the Perish Chai, that we have, that the itztibe, the platform, is connected to two walls, to one side wall and partially to the middle wall. So we have here two kosher walls, uminatzad. So the halach is as follows. Im yesh misvas itztabil lekoisel dalet ames, if we will measure from where the platform ends to the third wall, there's a distance of dalet ames, psula. Poches me aba ames ksheira. But let's just about say it. We learned what it didn't have doifen akumet. But let us see Rashi. Minatzat kegoin imbona ha'itzdebe. He built this platform al pnei echad mi doifne hatzodim. It's on one of the sides of the sukkah, and it's connected half of the middle wall, or part of the middle wall. Yesh misvas itztabil lekoisel hasheini shechika mimeno dalet ames psula. Then it's possible. The loy hukshira beitztabizu, elo shtei tfanis. You only have two kosher walls to this itztabit. Shesomach lo min hatzat, the wall that it's flush next to on the side. Vahem tsoi and the middle wall, sharei sha'itztebe magialoi. So two walls became kosher. The third wall, which is rochik dalet amis from the sitztebe, that third wall is a kavuadika wall, it's a possible wall. But pochis mi dalet amis, but what if it's less than dalet amis, ksheirom? Sha'af hu huksha al yodo. Because if there's less than dalet ames, so we'll kasha the third wall. How do we do this? How do we kasha the third wall? The kaimolon halacha lemoishem is sinai, the machshiri suke ayidei akimas doifen ad arba amois choser mashu. We can kasha a suke ayidei akimas doifen if the akima is less than dalet ames mashu. Now, there's a halacha of doifen akumen. So Rashi learns here, the chiddush of doifen akumen means as follows. When you'll ask us, what is the difference between a doifen and a gag? So we'll tell you a doifen goes vertically and a gag goes horizontally. That is the difference between a wall and a ceiling. So there's a halacha l'moshe misinai by sukkah that till dalet ames, I mean, till a mashu less than dalet ames, we can consider something going horizontally, a chelik of the doifen, and we consider that this is the doifen and it continues horizontally. Therefore, if we have over here a doifen, and then we have over here, next to the doifen is schach. So al salocha of doifen akume, we assume that the doifen did not end on the top. No, the doifen continues. No, it's akume, it's crooked. It made a 90 degree angle, like an upside down L, and now it's going horizontally, but this is the doifen. A doifen can go, it can't go more than dalet ames horizontally, it can't go dalet ames horizontally. But till dalet ames, till a mashal less than dalet ames, we say that the doifen, this is a continuation of the doifen. So we say the doifen ends over here, if it's less than dalet ames. Now, if underneath this area, it's the bestarts, so Memela, we accomplish something. It comes out that this third doifen, which was puzzle, becomes kosher through this itztabit, because this doifen reaches out till the itztabit. And the doifen is touching schach, which is lamata meyesrim amo. So this is a doifen of schach, which is lamata meyesrim amo. So therefore the third doifen also becomes kosher. Let us just see the lashon of Rashi. B'royin tzchach ha'elyin ha'mechuba l'doifen ha'rochik, kilo hu min ha'doifen atzmoy, v'okum at keneget tzvasa itztabit, it bend over till the corner of the itztabit, v'kan moiditin es govon, and here we'll measure the height of the tzchach, mitzvasa itztabit l'maylo. And so from the tzvah, so that means the doifen reaches the tzchach, which is l'mata miyeshim. V'af al-pi she'mitachtov nimshach klapei chutz, even though the doifen does not start over here, the doifen continues, and where the doifen starts, it's lamaila miyesrim. Abahoyil v'roisha ein ekola, but since the roisha doifen did not end over here, Now the Drosha Doifen continued till the Schach, which is Lamata Meyesrim, Al Kol Choch Zeu Goyva Chalul Chalola. This is the height of the Chalala Sukkah, Reinis Mait Chalola Mitachtol. And the height became lessened because of the Yitzdebe. So if there's less than Dalad Ames, we say that it's a kosher sukkah because the sukkah now has three kosher walls.